Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Coxsackie, Athens.
And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA
at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
Test, test.
Testing, testing.
Bump me up.
Bump, 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 bump it up. Bump, bump, bump it up.
That's good. Bump. Hey, it's me, Holly Tanner.
And it's me, Justin Weaver.
We are your co-hosts of Something to Talk About, which you can only hear on
WGXE 90.7 FM.
Your place for live local radio. Be sure to tune in second and fourth Wednesday of every month at
2 p.m. till 3 p.m.
We'll talk to you then.
Don't miss us.
What's going on, Justin? Anything?
I don't know. You know, I just got a phone call the other day. I can't stand these telemarketers. It's like off the wall crazy. I don't know, Holly. Let's talk about it.
People are talking, talking about people. I hear them whisper, you won't believe it.
Underwriting support on WGXE is provided by Basilica Hudson, located in Hudson, New York. Presenting Basilica Farm and Flea Holiday Market Thanksgiving weekend. Featuring farm-to-table food, vintage items, and handmade goods. More than 100 vendors and other community partners. All day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 23rd through 25th. Information at basilicahudson.org.
Well, good morning, everybody out there in WGXC Acre 90.7 FM land. How y'all doing? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, back with you again on this Thanksgiving Eve. So glad to be here and so glad that you're here too. So we're going to do what we do. We're going to bring some good music to you, and it's me and you in the music today. Some things that I want to share and say and get us going. I think I want to play for you a little bit of this man and his name, for those who remember, Mr. Bob Marley. And he's got a song, Give Thanks and Praise. Thanksgiving, y'all.
Give thanks and praises, so I. He will not deceive us, my brethren. He will only lead us ever. Oh, take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of real life. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately, yeah. So guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these ages. Guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these stages. Rastafari is his name. Rastafari is his name. If Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I,
If I didn't love, I would I be around today? Would I be around to say,
give them some praise?
I'm here giving thanks and praises to God, giving thanks and praises. We say that hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we give God thanks and praise. And, you know, in that song, God Bless the Dead, Mr. Marley, you know, is talking about, you know, would I even be here? Could I even be here? I know I got some witnesses out there that know that if it was not for the help of the Lord, you wouldn't be here today. And so we're here to say, give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. You were on the edge. He pulled you back. You were down in that pit. He lifted you up. Amen. You didn't think you were going to make it. And here you are. We give thanks and praise. And you know, beloved, when we come around the holiday times and we hear a lot of, you know, uplifting, and nothing wrong with that, uplifting and cheery and good music and you know, just everybody's just in such a festive mood and so excited and so happy with thinking about all the good things of the holiday. And I love it. I love turning on and, you know, and hearing the music and getting into the groove and whatnot. But I'm also very mindful of people who have a difficult time during the holidays. And I know I have a dear friend. She's a friend to many of us here in Columbia County and elsewhere. She used to sing with a group called Judah, and they traveled all around, came into some good fortune. She and her family moved south and have been doing quite well. But, you know, this week a tragedy hit their home, and a little baby was born but did not survive. So I'm giving a shout out to that family and, you know, to all the beloved who are grieving the loss of a loved one right now. Could have been recent, or the wounds are still fresh. And coming around to the holiday time is a little hard. And you look for things to be thankful for. And we want to help there. We want to help you with that, okay? But we want you to know that you are in our thoughts and our prayers. And God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. There's a song that I want to play. There's two songs that I'm going to play by a Miss Vicky Winans. And the first song is called Shook. All right, Shook. Because, you know, we have things that happen in our lives. As the old folks used to tell me when I was a young person, young adult, coming into this way, they used to say, baby, you just keep living long enough. And sure enough, life happens. Life happens. And it can shake you. You can get shook. Right? So I want to play that song. It's Shook by Miss Vicky Winans. It's called The Shook, rated FSJ for the Family Slow Jam. We're going to play that one. And then she's got another one I'm going to play right behind it called Give It One More Try. Okay? We'll be back right after that. But next up, we're going to hear from Miss Vicky Winans with the Family Slow Jam called Shook. It's a little bit slow on the startup, but I see that it's playing somewhere. It's there it is.
Around, I hear my fellas singing, girls looking fine. Everyone's doing the same old routine, scooping out the honeys and pulling out the green.
paper, that's what I use so I can trace her. Gave me a cell phone and two waited out and late. Know it only took the next day, but then I called her, she called me anyway.
That was me until I took a look into the VIPLE, the HOLYBIBLE. That was me, whole life was shook when I took a look into the book. Yes, that was me, yeah. Until I took a look into the VIPLE, the HOLYBIBLE. That was me, whole life was shook.
Come on,
took a look, come on,
sing it for me, mom.
In the day when I was in school, thought that I really was so cool. Things I thought that I would not do, I did just so I can try something new.
Who you?
The one that went to Sunday school.
Who you?
The one that never broke a rule. Tried so hard to fight, but it's hard when it feels so right.
Yes, that was me.
Yeah.
Until I took a look into the VIP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
That was me. Whole life was shook when I took a look into the book. Yes, that was me.
Yeah.
Until I took a look into the VIP.
Yeah. I never thought it could be.
I took a look in the book.
How could this be? No, no, no. Into the book. Hey, it's taking it free.
It's like.
I took a look in the book.
So take a look.
Look. Brand new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I'm brand
yeah.
New.
Hey, Cole, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, woo. I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Not quite like how I should be.
How do you look?
Now I feel so fresh and clean. You mama, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Boy, I was stuck in between.
How do you look?
Like I've been set free.
Shake the hook.
That was me.
That was me.
That was me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Took a look
into the book.
Yes, that was me. Until I took a look into the
HOLYBIBLE.
That was me.
That was me.
Took a look.
In the book.
Shook. Yes, that was me. Until I took a look into the HOLYBIBLE. That was me. Oh, shook when I took a look into the book. Yes, that was me. Until I took a look.
That was me till I took a look. Ah, I was shook. I was shook. Took a look in the book. Shook up a little more. Till I got it. All right, beloved. Up next is Miss Vicky whining some more. And this is encouraging words. Give it one more try. Don't give up. Don't quit. In the dip. All right. I think this track, her tracks just have a little bit of time delay to get them going. Or maybe it's the feed. But I tell you, she's moving. She's coming.
Yeah.
I know you're going to make it too, beloved. We praying for you. We praying for you. We holding on to you with prayers. We know you're going to make it. We out there who have been through, we know you're going to make it too. All right. So happy Thanksgiving. Find something we can give God thanks for. If you got up this morning and you're topside up, then there's always hope. And you hang on to that hope. All right. Don't let go. Listen. I read this article. You might have read it too. It was in the Hudson River View for November. And, okay, so this is what I did. I read this article. I was like, oh, let me cut this out. I want to talk about this in my next broadcast. And so I found the paper that I cut it out from, but I didn't find the full article. I have a little piece of it. So I'm going to have to go by my memory, okay, which, you know, has its days. But the article was about the origins of Thanksgiving. And, you know, we know the history of Thanksgiving that many of us learned in school. I'm going to pick a pause here and talk about Jane Elliott for a minute. Anybody out there know Jane Elliott? Jane Elliott is a person who says that our education system is really an indoctrination system. Now, I ain't say that. She said that. It's an indoctrination system, and we don't really get the full story. So we have to educate ourselves, and we have to educate our children. That's what Jane Elliott said, okay? So you know, we know the Thanksgiving story we were taught in school, right? And how when the Pilgrims came over, the early settlers, Quakers, and then those who were, you know, trying to escape persecution in England and religious persecution, and they went over to the Dutch lands, and, you know, it was cool there for a minute, and then they, you know, said, well, let us, you know, take this voyage to this quote-unquote new land, right? So they come on over here, and lo and behold, it ain't so new. There's some folk here already, right? There was some Native Americans here. There was some Black Africans here, and so they're helping them out. You know, they're helping them out so they can learn the terrain. They can understand how to grow crops in season with the four season changes here in the Northeast where they landed over there in Massachusetts, Plymouth Rock and all that. You know what Malcolm say, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock landed on us. So they had to get, you know, acclimated to living in the Northeast. And the Native Americans was cool, and they helped them out. They taught them how to plant stuff and what worked in what season and, you know, how to hunt, you know, for what, you know, was out there and stuff. And so they had this feast, you know, of celebration because they made it through that first year, you know. And then you get to a period in the history where, you know, they having good fortune and things are starting to come together. A whole bunch of them died off early, right? Those that came over. But the ones who survived, they're giving thanks. And they had this unanimous vote that they were going to have this day of Thanksgiving. And the first Thanksgiving day was in June. All right. So it was in June. It was June 29th was the day of Thanksgiving. And historically, according to the Hudson River View, this is something I wasn't taught in school. It says that that Thanksgiving celebration, when they made it a national proclamation, they didn't invite the Native Americans. The celebration was meant to be in recognition of the colonists' recent victory over the quote-unquote heathen natives. And so they had that proclamation, and, you know, they didn't celebrate every year the feast. But, you know, they did. And then 100 years later, in October of 1777, all the 13 colonies joined in a Thanksgiving celebration, and it commemorated the patriotic victory over the British at Saratoga. And it was a one-time affair, right? So then George Washington, right, the first president of the United States, 13 colonies then, he proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving in 1789. Okay, so, you know, a lot of us remember 1989. It wasn't that long ago for me. But anyway, in 1789, 200 plus some years ago, he declared this national day of Thanksgiving. And there were some people who were opposed to it. And they had some, you know, we got people opposed to some of these things today, right? Thanksgiving Day, et cetera, and so forth. Christmas, you know, other holidays. So didn't always make it all decisions based on being in total agreement and one accord, right? But they made it through. And they had, and the opponents said that they didn't need a national holiday to give thanks, okay? So later, President Thomas Jefferson, who also opposed the idea of a day of Thanksgiving. And guess what, beloved? This is the part. It was a woman. Drum roll, please. I didn't hear about that in school either. It was a woman who took up the fight for a national day of Thanksgiving. Her name was Sarah Josepha Hale, and she was a magazine editor, and she waged her effort for years to have Thanksgiving declared as a holiday. She wrote many editorials in her paper championing this cause, and her paper was the Boston Ladies Magazine and also the Godey's Ladies Book. And she worked at that thing for 40 years, all right? A 40-year campaign, writing letters to governors and presidents. Tell y'all, can't quit in the dip, all right? And they called it an obsession, all right? But it became a reality. In 1863, President Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November as a national day of Thanksgiving. All right. And then after Lincoln, the date was changed a couple of times. And then Franklin Roosevelt set it up as to be the 1 week to the next to the last Thursday in order to get this, create a longer Christmas shopping season. See, Black Friday ain't nothing new. All right. To create a longer Christmas shopping season. Always thinking about the capitalists. Well, there was a public uproar, and so the president moved Thanksgiving back to its original date. And in 1941, Thanksgiving was finally sanctioned by Congress as a legal holiday, the fourth Thursday in November. Yahoo, yahoo. Now, I have friends, and I agree, too. Every day is a Thanksgiving. I try to find something. In the morning, I get up in the morning. You know, I just say, well, thank you, Lord. Even when I'd rather not be getting up, I just thank you, Lord, for letting me wake up today. You know, I looked in the mirror. I got out the bed, put my 2 feet on the floor. I didn't need anybody to help me. And if you need somebody to help you and you have somebody to help you, then thank God for that, too. And you go and you look in the mirror, and you know who's looking back at you. Give God thanks for that, too. And I like to say and pray, we don't have bombs bursting in the air. We don't have troops and tanks marching through our streets. You know, most of the time we don't have bullets flying over our head. And hopefully this next Congress, 116th, will help do something about that. But, you know, we have things to give thanks for. So, yes, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. But I do appreciate Miss Hale for Sarah Josepha Hale for her 40-year campaign that we could collectively come together as a nation and shut down banks and shut down the business and take time to say thank you. Thank you. We didn't create this oxygen. We didn't create this terra firma. We didn't create these animals that we love to eat. We didn't create this vegetation and all this beauty, these mountains and these hills. We didn't do all that. So we take time out to say thank you. So this is what I'm talking about today on Thanksgiving Eve. And I want to play this song for you. enough of that for me. I want to play this song for you. I was going to close out with this one, but I think I'm going to play it here now. And it's entitled Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. Give thanks for the Holy One. He has given Christ his Son. Amen. We haven't had to give it all. Even though sometimes it feels like we've given it all. But we're still here. We still got life. We still got time. We still have a chance.
Jesus Christ, his Son.
Say, I am strong.
Let the poor say, I am great.
May not have a pot or a window. But God has done something. And that pot and that window, you can get that.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
Don't give up. Don't quit in the dip. You are listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere right here, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC Acre, New York, Catskill and Hudson. We give thanks for you, thanks for listening, thanks for your support, thank you for your kind words. Together we make the team work, and the teamwork makes the dream work. And I give thanks for you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I give God thanks. I give God thanks for you. So many of you are so kind to tell me that you listen to the program and you enjoy the program and you like the music choices and you like the interviews and you like the conversations, and that's wonderful. And, you know, and I'm sure everybody don't like everything I say. And I don't mind having that conversation with you, because you know what? We can learn from each other. I don't think any of us comprehends it all. I don't think God has given any of us the full revelation about anything. But as much as we know, we do share, and we like to hear from you, too. So, you know, keep them emails coming, all right? And one of these days, we're going to get so good at this thing, we're going to actually pick up that phone and hear from you, too. But for now, the emails have to do, okay? You know what I wanted to say also? I read How many of you out there remember when they used to have those ad campaigns, RIF? Y'all know what RIF stands for? It probably stands for a few more things these days too, right? But when I was coming up, it stood for Reading is Fundamental. Reading is fundamental. And I saw this comic strip the other day, and this guy he's like pushing on this door, and he's pushing on all his might trying to get this door open. And at the top of the door, it says pull. And there's a caption, you know, reading is fundamental. So I was reading saw that the Affordable Care Act, all right, the Affordable Care Act enrollment period is going on right now. And it used to be 90 days, but it's been cut back. So some of you guys who enroll in the Affordable Care Act or have been waiting for the enrollment period to open up so you could get health care, please be aware that the time frame is shortened by a half. Okay, so the enrollment period opened on November 1st. It goes through December 15th. Additionally, advertising budget was slashed, so a lot of people don't even know. I didn't know about it till someone posted it, right? So it's been slashed. And so you're not seeing the TV ads, and you're not hearing it, you know, on other mediums so much. So it's up to us to get it out there by word of mouth, okay? Let people know. They have until December 15th, which is a Saturday, to enroll. If you don't enroll by December 15th and you lose coverage or you don't have coverage, you won't be able to get it in 2019. Not at those prices anyway. So, we wanted to share that with you. We wanted to share that with you. So, okay. Well, oh, before I play my next song, I have a confession to make. Now, I am not a bad cook, okay? Actually, there are some people who think I can cook pretty good. It's just that I don't cook. Well, I do cook kind of often, but I don't usually cook for a lot of people, okay? And so, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and normally we go down and have Thanksgiving dinner with mom and dad, you know, and all of us troop on down there. But this year, we're not going to be able to do that. So we're going to have dinner in Albany at my brother's, and we're excited about that, right? Well, we're excited about that. But he has this small stove in his apartment, small oven. It can probably fit just the turkey. So I'm like, okay, well, wisdom said, what are you going to do? You're going to have to cook your food and take it with, right? So I'm prepping stuff, you know, and doing all my chopping up for this and chopping up for that and slicing up for this and slicing, grating for this and grating for that. And when I turned around, beloved, I had been in the kitchen except for my food break, my dinner break, and washing two sink loads of dishes. Okay, having my tech guy come over and help me out on my tablet with some stuff, and a phone call or two. Oh, a friend stopping by, helping me out with some of those pans that I needed. So you know, those few distractions. Well, not really distractions. They were good stuff. But I was in the kitchen for 6 hours. Okay, now that's not so bad. This is the part, and I don't mind. I don't mind. I had to laugh. I laughed at myself when I got into bed after 1 o'clock this morning. I had been in the kitchen for 6 hours, and I had made a bowl of potato salad, a bowl of stuffing, and put together my mac and cheese in 6 hours. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, that's all I got done in 6 hours? You know, I like to watch Gordon Ramsay and the junior chef shows, you know, in the Hot Kitchen, you know, all that. And those folks, they whip up these gourmet meals in, you know, 30 minutes and 45 minutes, you know, and I don't know, maybe they do a little cleanup on the way, but I don't see them washing out two sink loads full of pots and pans and bowls and all that kind of stuff. I just had to laugh at myself. So I don't know, if you're out there and you're trying to get your Thanksgiving thing together and you find yourself taking, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours and producing, you know, three dishes, I think you're okay. All right. We're in the same boat. Oh my gosh, that was just so funny. But you know what? It was a lot of love in there. I know that food's going to taste real, real good because I took my time. I did it with love.
All right, so I'm excited. I got a couple of more dishes I have to work on. My candied yams, my lasagna, my gravy, and of course, you know, tonight, turkey. All right, so very glad and blessed and thankful that we can have that. And thanking God and goodness for all of those people I want to give a shout out to who are out there preparing meals today right here at our home site, the First Presbyterian Church. You know, the studio is in the lower level of this historic, beautiful, you know, amazing, huge, humongous church facility called the First Presbyterian Church. And they have been receiving donations from, oh my gosh, so many of our local merchants, and they're preparing, and they're going to be serving tomorrow as well. So shout out to Pastor Catherine and, you know, and everybody that's doing that. I was like, can I get her to come on and talk about it a little bit? And I was like, nah, they too busy today. But we want to shout out to them. Of course, we know Equinox. I know my home church in Queens, the Greater Allen Cathedral, feed people all the time, but it started 30 years ago, the feeding of the 5,000 and, you know, feed thousands and thousands. I know the Springfield Gardens Community Church, you know, they gave out hundreds of turkeys. I know all over the place people are giving out food right now. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing about Thanksgiving. So I give a shout out to all y'all out there who are doing that. Make sure that people who don't have family or don't have food, don't have a tribe they can gather with, they have some place to go tomorrow and to be with them. Certainly, if I wasn't going out of town tonight, catching my ride to get out of town tonight, I'd be here with you too. But you know what? I'm with you in spirit. And I want to boost your spirit up a little bit more with some good music in Thanksgiving season, Thanksgiving mode. This next song I want to play is called You Are Good. You are good. Oh, it can be a bad day. It can be a bad time, a bad season. Things is going rough and tough. But I'm here to tell you, I know it to be true. Even on a bad day, God is still a good God. All right, I see something going on here. So let's see what it's doing. This is the Lakewood Church.
Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we were.
That's the only way I get through them bad times. I think about God's goodness, and I know he's going to come through. If I just hang in there, hold on to him, he's going to get me out. He's going to get you out.
All the time.
come out of something, you already know. Somebody said, if you ain't coming out of something, you on your way into something. Ah, but all the time. He can take a mess and make a miracle. Just hang in there. Don't give up. So it is. I don't know if we have any folks out there that watch this TV show called The Real, but if you do, or if you happen to, there's a young lady on there named Adrian, and she was a Disney kid, and she was in a music group. I don't know what group you were in, but I do know that she recently got married to Mr. Israel Houghton, who also released a version of You Are Good, all right? He might have even written it, and they made the version. But You Are Good. So check out either one, Lakewood Church or Israel Houghton. You Are Good. If you was feeling that, I was feeling that. I was just dancing and grooving. I had to turn down my mic so I could sing. I ain't going to talk about that. You know, I know. I ain't going up there trying to sing for nobody. Yeah, I'll keep my little gig right here. But I enjoyed that, and I hope you did too. So let me see. Well, we're getting close to January, and a whole lot of stuff going to happen. That's what they're saying. So we're hoping when we have our newly elected and our re-elected and reappointed, it's going to be interesting, don't you think? I think it's going to be interesting to see how these newbies and the old guard come together to really make our government work. That's what we're hoping for and praying for, right? But it is just so incredible that so many women, oh my gosh, so many women got elected on local levels and national levels, state levels, you know. It's just amazing. And the diversity that we saw come up out of it. There's one woman, and I paused to consider, am I even going to say her, talk about her? Because I can't think of her name right now. I didn't have it written down. The whole list of women. You know what? I'm going to do a little something with that come March, which is Women's History Month. I'm going to do a little something with that. But she took her pain and her tragedy for her son, who was killed by a deranged individual who thought it was, you know, he was made uncomfortable by her son's music. So he decided he'd kill him, take out his gun, right to carry, and kill the boy because his music was too loud. Right. Such is you know, the little value that some people put on the lives of others. But in any event, she took her pain and she said, I'm going to do something. My son is not going to die in vain. And she won an election. She won an election. So forgive me, everybody. I wish I had that phone ability right now because somebody would call me up and tell me her name. But, you know, so I say all that to say that even when it's dark and painful and the pain is unbearable, if we keep pushing past the pain, we'll find there's a promise from God. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to forget you. I'm going to help you. We're going to get through this, all right? And you're going to see that I can take this and I can make something out of it. And that's why I'm so excited. I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. They were all over our nation. We're going to be having Thanksgiving celebrations. We're going to be taking time out to say thank you. What kind of Thanksgiving tradition do you have? I wonder. I think I'm going to do it a little differently this year. I think I we'll see. But usually we all go around the table and, you know, everybody gives thanks while the food is sitting on the table. Because, you know, we don't have that big a family, so it doesn't take that long. But everybody gives thanks while we're sitting around the table before we dig in, you know. Then I think a year or so ago, I got to the point where we're like, okay, we're going to dig in and we're still going to go around the table giving thanks while we're chewing. not a pretty picture. So I was thinking, well, maybe this year we'll do our Thanksgivings as we're having dessert. We'll see. We'll see. But, you know, what kind of traditions do you have? I'm curious about that. Well, beloved, I do have another song for you. And this one is also talking about forever. God is good forever. This is one by a gentleman. Oh, my gosh. He's written so many songs, produced so many songs, and quite a few of his songs you've heard here on WGXC with me. This is Mr. Chris Tomlin, and his song is called Forever.
Love endures forever, for he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever, sing praise. The mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that has been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise.
I think that's so important for us to remember because there are those times, and I know in my life, you know, I've been like, okay, God, so where are you? What's up? Where are you? Have you forgotten me? Did I make you that mad? You gave up on me? What happened? You know? But nah, forever God is with us. He is. He is. And if you can't feel him, you can't see him, you just got to trust him when you can't even trace him. All right? Forever God is faithful. I just love the Lord. I do. I do. And I love you. I love you because I know he loves you. And to know him is to love him and to love what he loves. And so forever, that was Chris Tomlin. I'm loving this music. Shout out to all of our artists out there that, you know, take their creative abilities and share them with us. And so gets us those songs that we get to help us, the songs of life. Amen. What was it? Stevie Wonder had the keys of life. And but we have the songs of life right here on WGXC. We bring them to you song after song after song after song. You know, I know you all be getting down with the music maestro, man. Shout out to Mr. James White, one of our favorite fans. And my music maestro man is my music mentor in this broadcast thing. So shout out to you, Mr. James White, and shout out to Mr. Alan Skerritt, who I think may have hung up his Rhythm Crossroads program. Who knows? He may be back with that. But there's just so much good music. Miss Neva, oh my gosh, with the music for the masses. Right after the Music Maestro Man show on every first and third Tuesday, he is. And she's every Tuesday after that. So I think that's the 12 o'clock slot she comes in on with the music for the masses. So, yeah, these are the songs of life. We bring you the songs of life here at WGXC. And, you know, we could not do that without you. We really can't pay the bills if folks don't contribute. OK, no government money here. OK, no big corporate, big pharma, big industry money here. All right. It is 100% listener donor supported. And some of you have been so fantastic, you know, giving regularly to help us be here to do what we do. Truly, we know we could not do it without you. So thank you. We give God thanks for you. I want you to know I'm grateful. I appreciate you. I enjoy coming and reaching out these two times a month that I get to do it. And so please remember us in your giving in this Thanksgiving season. And don't let them trick you up with Black Friday and give all your money to them folks out there with them sales. They're going to be some sales out there. But you know what I'm going to do, and I would do too if I was some of you. I'd portion out some of that budget that I plan to spend. And, you know, I was going to spend $500 in commercialism. Well, how about, you know, maybe giving 10% to that to help a non-for-profit organization, you know, them folks out there for profit to get them big bonuses at the end of the year, you know, get those fat checks every month, every week, or whatever the case may be. They don't need your money as bad as some of these non-for-profits out here do. So think about them. Think about us, all right? And think about becoming a monthly supporter so that each month we know how the bill's going to get paid, y'all, all right? So I know we're not in the pledge drive time right now, but I do want to put that out there. We need your support and your help. Go online and check us out. The information is there. There's a little button there for donate. All right. Don't forget about that. Also, I want to give a shout out. I didn't even realize, and I don't have, I'm true confessions today. That was because I spent 6 hours, y'all, working on Thanksgiving dinner last night. I started at 6 o'clock, right? So, okay, if I do this from 6 to 10, then, you know, I can work on my show and everything like that. And it was like after 1 o'clock, I was getting in my bed. But I have a lot of people that had birthdays this month, and I'm going to start shouting people out, and I'm going to miss people, and they're going to say, you didn't call my name. So I'm just going to have to say, happy birthday to the many, many people that I know that are in my inner circle and my extended family who celebrated birthdays this month. God loves you. I love you, too. Happy birthday to you. Well, beloved, we are about to be ready to get out of here. But there's one more song. One more song. Can we do one more song? I think we can get one more in. This one is by a group, and I've come to love their music, their praise and worship music, and it's called Grateful. All right. I hope you have a great day tomorrow. Traveling mercies upon you. Remember, no matter how low the clouds may hang, how gray the day, the sun is shining on the other side. There is a bright side somewhere. I want you to remember that there is that bright side to your gloomy day. All right. We're hoping that you had a good time. We had a good time being here. And now I want to share with you this last song before we leave. This is from Elevation Worship, and it's called Grateful.